Remember a couple weeks ago, we did a story on these Neanderthal mini brains that were being cultured in scientific labs. Well, now there's some developments on this. Now scientists want to implant these Neanderthal mini brains into robots to create cyborg cavemen. Now there have been some, and I don't know if I agree with this or not. I don't know, but there are some who connect ancient Neanderthal with the Nephilim of the Bible. So that's why I put Nephilim in the title, because some people make that connection, and I personally don't really know, and I don't know, but I'll just leave it at that. But so think of that name, Neanderthal Cyborg Caveman. That probably would have been a good name for a band or a song. But it sounds kind of like a bad thing to create in a lab. But this is what's happening on a college campus that's filled with kids tired of playing beer pong, apparently. But that's what's going on at the University of California, San Diego, or UCSD, School of Medicine, where researchers are using Neanderthal DNA to grow Neanderthal mini brains that they plan to connect to robotic bodies to test the Neanderthal mini brain's ability to learn. What could possibly go wrong? Now, at a recent UCSD conference called Imagination and Human Evolution, USCD geneticist Alison Mautry explained why he, Allison is a he, okay, thought creating Neanderthal organoids using stem cells combined with Neanderthal DNA into brains the size of peas that they called Neanderoids. He talks about that. So his research team used the NOVA1 gene, which is nearly identical in humans and Neanderthals and has been linked to autism and schizophrenia. Now, while they would likely have to grow larger than peas, the Neanderthal brains are stuck at this size because they have no blood supply and depend on nutrients fed to them by humans. But again, there's a quote here. It is possible that in the future we could grow a bigger organoid. We are working on this by creating bioprinted artificial blood vessels inside them. So, of course, I mean, and this is what we talked about the last time when we covered the when this story first broke, is okay, it's obviously not going to end there. It's going to progress, and they're going to keep doing stuff. They're going to keep trying to grow them, and they're going to keep trying to make these horrible abominable things. And look, I mean, we're only what? I think that was only 3 or 4 weeks ago we talked about that, and already the next phase is being implemented. So the Neanderthal mini brains are, apparently already paying off. Mautry, I don't know how to say that name, found that Neanderthal neurons make less synaptic connections, which in humans is an indicator of autism and a necessary part of developing socialization. So to test this, the researchers plan to hook these Neanderoids to crab-like robots. They look like little crabs, to see if they can learn how to move them around. Then they'll put them together with AI robots, basically just to see what happens. And of course, this sounds like science fiction. What could possibly go wrong? Simon Fisher, who's a geneticist who heads the Max Planck Institute for Psycholinguistics in the Netherlands, has genetically engineered mice to have mutated human gene linked to speech disorders. And he's evaluating the research, and he basically said it's kind of wild. That was his quote. So obviously that's an understatement. But I mean, what do you guys think about this? Where do you think it's headed? And is there any theory at this point or any idea that's too crazy? If there is, I'm not saying it, but I'd love to know your thoughts. Leave me a comment in the comment section below.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.